crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here we are live. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be here for the next 2 hours. It's already Sunday, the 26th day of February, 2017. We're almost 2 months through the new year and about 40-something days into what you'd call the attempt of nationalism and individualism to reassert itself over the globalist, which is just nothing but a corporate form of colonialism and world government over the nation state, the family, and the individual. And an attempt to create a global consolidation over humanity. Trump continues to amaze. In fact, I've got to set aside a day just to go over all of our research and try to chronicle everything Trump's done legislatively, politically, culturally, spiritually. Because all the time I just remember something else amazing he did. And listen, I'm not just here cheerleading Trump. It's a fact. You really can't avoid this. He came out in the last few days and said, I'm not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. You've turned it into a demonization of the presidency and a bullying fest, and I'm the only reason there's ratings. MSM only has ratings when I'm on your channel, so guess what? I'm not going. He was actually nicer than that, but guaranteed that's the obvious reason. I mean, I kept saying weeks ago when MSM was like, we're going to boycott or we're going to attack Trump at this. I said, don't go. And I said, what is CNN and MSNBC doing in the front row of the White House press corps? I mean, you know, let them in, but just don't always just go to them like we're going to kiss their butt and they'll finally be nice. I say have a lottery where you'd literally put your name in as press. It scrambles it and then they hand out 100 of them or something. Seriously. But now, this week, they had a press conference without CNN, the New York Times, and others being there. Isn't that beautiful? Because, hey, a lot of the times, regular newspapers, radio stations, TV networks, stuff bigger than you, sometimes there's not room. Sometimes, you know, they set up the list every few weeks. Sometimes major Christian channels with more viewers than CNN can't get in. Why can't they be there? Why is CNN God? With its average show, maybe 100,000 viewers? I mean, I can fart in the wind, and it's got more people watching it and smelling it. I don't mean to be gross, but it's a funny joke, than CNN has. I mean, it's literally a joke. And Trump, everywhere he goes, has gotten the best ratings in U.S. television history. He's got the best Q scores out there, probably anybody on TV. People watch him more because they've done Q scores means watchability in these focus groups they do. Trump's got more Q scores than a beauty pageant. Of course, he hosted those as well, figuring that out. So when he brags about his ratings, nobody's got ratings better than Trump. Mainstream media has gone straight down in the last decade, as everybody knows. They have a lower approval rating than even Congress at 7%. Congress has a 9%. Why is Trump the superstar going to go have a correspondence dinner set up by Edward Bernays 80-something years ago to make the media into superstars? He said, turn the media into burgeoning Hollywood. Mix it all together. Make corporate media superstars. And Trump's going to not make you superstars anymore. The public's already left you in droves, but your last little peacock events to go there when there's a president or somebody else that's somewhat popular, like Trump, super popular with the people, despite your fake polls. And he's there, and then he makes you look good, and then you bitch about it. Good. You go to the correspondence dinner. And I don't think Spicer should be there. None of the White House. In fact, let's tweet Trump. Everyone should be barred from going. You know, the president's not authoritarian, so I guess if people in the White House get an invite, they want to go, you go peacock around. But who wants to hang around with Benedict Arnold and Joseph Goebbels and Judas Iscariot? I mean, you better have some big money to pay me to go to that thing and hang around with a bunch of mummies with no ratings and a bunch of narcissist sellout scumbags. No, this is big. You can put a fork in them. They're done.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Stick a fork in the corporate dinosaur media. You can really see that Trump is the tombstone of mainstream dinosaur fake stream media. And with his latest announcements that he's not attending the White House press corps event, that he won't attend the correspondents' dinner, announcing that he just won't always out of hand let CNN and the New York Times into press briefing. Sometimes if there's other groups that haven't been allowed in that are trying to get in, he's going to let them in. You're not God. There are 14-year-old YouTubers that have more viewers every day than all of CNN combined. We certainly have more viewers and listeners here every week on average than CNN does. They are a complete hoax. And so Trump says, you want to have CNN, you want to have the Washington Post, Newsweek, Time Magazine, all calling for civil insurrection, overthrow, murder of the president. You want to boycott and financially block anybody on YouTube or Google or Facebook trying to promote the president's ideas of bringing our jobs back? Well, the president's going to start blocking you, bullies. We're only calling for his death. We're only calling him a Nazi. We're only lying about him when he says fake news is the enemy of the American people. They come out and say, did you hear? President Trump says all media and questioning him is the enemy. That's how a dictator talks. And Trump gives a speech and goes, I didn't do that. I said fake news is the enemy, and that's my free speech. You're calling for me to be killed. But I'm supposed to not even say anything about you. So this is simply amazing. Meanwhile, on Friday and Saturday, it was in the New York Times, it was in Rolling Stone, it was in everywhere. Black magic rituals with Hollywood people and music folks calling for the death of Trump and doing a voodoo spell, stabbing dolls and other effigies of Trump, hoping to kill him last night. How Donald Trump is making witches and Christians fight again. Funny, that's their headline. Actually, Rolling Stone yesterday had the headline different. It's actually over there in my other studio, other office. Josh has got it. I think they changed the headline. It was do a spell against Trump. And they said they're calling on the dark forces of Satan to kill him. Witches around the world plot mass spell against Trump. So I've always told you that at the bottom of the left is occultism. And a lot of, from our research, sex abuse. And they continue to get caught doing it. And clear evidence of it is in the WikiLeaks. And you look at Wiener on the child porn charges. We told you that was coming 3 months ago. Now it's in the news. We told you there'd be pedophile roundups around the country. Those are now happening by the thousands. So there's this whole underbelly. But then when we say Hillary was a witch, she was admittedly a witch, Hillary was into black magic, you know, they're saying we call on dark powers to go after Trump. Whether you believe in that or not, they're doing this in kind of their own ghost dance. So where are the apologies to me again telling you that we're dealing with people that are doing the spirit cooking and all the rest of the stuff that Podesta goes to, where they've got listed on the menu blood, semen, effigies of children being sacrificed, people's in vats of blood. Children are brought to these events. There's photos that they put out themselves of little kids at night at these meetings while they're doing, quote, simulated Satan rituals they call art. In fact, again, it's over in my stack of news. Actually, some of the articles where it talks about, you know, like, you know, they're calling on the forces of darkness, of hell, to kill Trump. They want to turn him into ashes. You can pull that up for yourself. So that's what's going on here. And then Trump, with the mainstream media calling for his death, his assassination, Newsweek calling for a time to riot, the Soros funding group saying, bang, bang, you know, cops dead, oink, oink, bang, bang, you're dead, time to kill cops. All this craziness going on. People being beat up to try to go to Trump events in private, you know, facilities or in college facilities, that's all okay. Calling for punching people that are Trump supporters. Violence is okay because we're the anointed bullies that tell you what words to use and what you can do and what you can say. And And then Trump says, fine, I'm not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I'm boycotting you. You're boycotting me. Fine. And they freak out. Then they freak out and say, oh, we're the mainstream media. We control reality. We don't have the ratings. People don't trust us. We have a 7% approval rating. It doesn't matter. You must bow down to us. You must give in to us. You must submit to us because we're almighty. And Trump, again, is only delivering on what he said he would do, saying no to all of this. But again, we really should pray for President Trump because, as I've told you, it's occultism. The whole globalist system, their whole program is about being anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-family. Everything they do is exclusionary to the normal life force of men and women together, creating children and having a world together. It is a systematic system of failure and death that they're pushing. So let's get into some of these articles. Trump says he will not attend White House Correspondents' Dinner. He tweeted, I will not be attending the White House Correspondents' Association Dinner this year. Please wish everyone a great evening. Please wish everyone well and a great evening. Isn't that just cute? So that's what this is all about. They want to boycott him. They want to call for his death. Then he calls them fake news when they lie about him. And they only intensify on what they're doing. They won't have any ratings unless Trump goes. Trump's the reason. They admit that CNN's gone from almost no viewers to a little bit. And every other major outlet admits that Trump gives them huge, huge ratings. So if he doesn't go, and if he doesn't give them the exclusive at the event, and if he doesn't go on their channels, it's game over. They need him, not the other way around. We don't need the globalists. We don't need these people lecturing us down their noses all day. White House blocks CNN, New York Times from press briefings hours after Trump slams media. Washington Post. They go on to say, oh, we're not going to go to the White House now in solidarity with the other media that's been banned. No, they just said, you don't get into the press briefing this time. We're going to let some other folks in that there's never room for who are accredited. Oh, we just don't get everything automatically when Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post and got $600 million last year and $600 million budgeted this year by Obama from the CIA to fund the Washington Post. There should be congressional hearings. Obama passed a law 3 years ago that the CIA could fund domestic media. Well, I don't care if Obama said it was legal to do that. It shouldn't be. Just like Obama said he would just let illegals come across with diseases and not even test them or let felons in. Well, he's a criminal. He's gone. He's out of office now. So every other country has laws and has visas and has rules. We're going to have them. Oh, my gosh. Fake news media outlets, CNN, New York Times, BuzzFeed, not invited to White House presser. They call it being banned. No, they just didn't get into this one. Woodward, press shouldn't whine, not in media's interest, to have war with Trump. We should continue investigations. Yeah, to bring him down with made-up crap. House Democrats plan to troll Trump at big speech. Remember the one guy during an inauguration or during a State of the Union said, you lie? And the whole media said, how dare him, when Obama said that he wasn't opening the borders and Obamacare was free and a bunch of other crap. The congressman said, you lie? Well, now they're saying, oh, this is good. Politico, House Democrats plan to troll Trump at big speech. Lawmakers are inviting dreamers, Muslim Americans, and others to join address before Congress this Tuesday. We're going to carry it live here. I'll have commentary. We'll be covering it live. Father of SEALs slain in Yemen calls for investigation. So Trump promises to go after these bases that Obama had targeted but then blocked. A SEAL gets killed and the dad comes out. So now Trump's bad, fulfilling another promise to go after Al-Qaeda and ISIS. That's the way this all works. So we're going to be breaking more of this down after we come back from break, but it's time to boycott them. They want to boycott America. They want to try to bully us into submission. It's time to say to the globalists, we're done with Hollywood. We're done with the Oscars. We're done with all your stinking garbage. We're done with your public schools if they're federally and globalist run. We're breaking away from you. And guess what? We're the producers. We're the workers. We're the inventors. We're the strivers. And we're going to make America great again. So if you don't want us around you, that's great. You'll collapse, vampires.
thought the leaden winter would bring you down forever, but you rode upon a steamer to the violence of the sun.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And the colors of the sea find your eyes with
trembling. That's right. We're not really saying from deep behind enemy lines anymore because we're recapturing the country. But I do come to you from a model UN city, the number one in the world, their own admission, of putting people in 200-square-foot apartments, getting rid of cars, breaking up families, banning single family dwellings. Code Next is what they call it, or Agenda 2030. And it's just amazing. You know, my ancestors helped found this state and this county, and now I've got all the brainwashed poor Californians and other slaves that literally look at Texans like we shouldn't be here. I mean, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. Now, Trump's calling for the biggest rally ever of his supporters, just to put the idea out there. And they're saying, obviously, go to town halls, be politically engaged, pray for America. The fight has just begun. Because the Soros groups and others are really pushing to bully people at town hall meetings, city council meetings, state house meetings. And all over the country, we have these videos. They're up on InfoWars.com. They chant, "Hail Satan, Hail Lucifer." And again, they're doing all this witchcraft against the president, all this basically mental illness, according to their whole atheist views. But I found that atheists themselves, when you talk about a political philosophy at the top, are occultists that don't want the public aware of how the system actually operates. But regardless, you never see the atheists criticizing all the crazy Satanists and Luciferians running around. No. They're only criticizing Trump for invoking the birthright and God and Jesus Christ. Remember, CNN's Jake Tapper calls Trump inaugural speech one of the most radical because he invoked the birthright and God and providence and destiny. And here it is, Rolling Stone, you know, with the witches and the occult and mass spell against Trump, hoping he dies. Good witch Lana Del Rey participates in casting a spell against Trump. Really, I didn't know good witches did black magic. So, again, this is all going on, and they're freaking out. And, oh, Melania, she had the Lord's Prayer. This is horrible. Separation of church and state. If a president's Christian, that's their right. You don't have a state-run religion forcing you to practice one. But political correctness and breaking up our families and being globalist, that is the new religion. And how many times have I told you? Most of the anti-American folks, most of the pro-abortion people that are really hardcore into it will tell you, I'm not just into people having their right to abortion. I like it. I love it. All the big top feminists wear shirts saying, I had an abortion. I'm proud of it. We've played the clips where they say, I went and got one. I got pregnant just to have one. It's so loving. It's about being sick. ISIS just put out videos of puppies with bombs tied to them and said, look, we blow up puppies. We want to be bad. It's like the communists attacking a cat sanctuary in Austin to run it out of the East Austin. It's about being nasty. It's about being evil. If you study history, you learn where all this comes from. And that's what they hate about it so much. So let's go ahead and go to some of these clips. This is Trump at CPAC a few days ago. Not afraid to mention God, then President Trump at the inauguration. And then First Lady recites the Lord's Prayer. This is what they hate. But when they do this, it's horrible, it's evil, it's bad, it's the worst thing in the world. But when, oh, you promote witchcraft and Satanism and Luciferianism everywhere, that's okay. And it's a bunch of spoiled brats declaring they hate prosperity and God's natural order. Well, if they want to go off and be losers and failures, I'm into freedom. So's God. Do what you want. As Aleister Crowley says, you know, you got right. You got free will. I love how Crowley acts like he invented the idea of you got your own free will. You know, do as thou will. Yeah, do as thou will, but pay the consequences of your action. You know, drink a gallon of vodka today and die of liver failure. Smoke six packs of, you know, cigarettes, you know, every few days. Die of lung cancer. Hey, we live in a free society. But don't make us adopt what you do that's destroying you. Believe me, I don't say that from some high horse. I just understand natural law. So let's go ahead. Trump not afraid to mention God.
We all salute with pride the same American flag, and we all are equal, totally equal.
Unification.
In the eyes of Almighty God. We're equal.
Unification. If you want to be unified. Oh, God, whatever. Oh, but let's devil worship all day. Let's sexualize children. That's their religion's ruining innocence. Satanists worldwide have always been ruining innocence.
And I want to thank, by the way, the evangelical community, the Christian community, communities of faith, rabbis and priests and pastors, ministers, because the support for me was a record, as you know, not only in terms of numbers of people, but percentages of those numbers that voted for Trump.
And it's a spirit.
So I want to thank you folks. That was amazing, an amazing outpouring. And I will not disappoint you. As long as we have faith in each other and trust in God, then there is no goal at all beyond our reach. There is no dream too large, no task too great. We are Americans, and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to all of you. And America is coming about, and it's coming back, and it's roaring, and you can hear it. It's going to be bigger and better. It is going to be. It is going to be. Remember. And it's roaring. It's going to be bigger and better and stronger than ever before.
Trump's got incredible will. He is speaking that into existence. But it isn't some magic. We have the base to do it. We have the birthright. We're it. If we take it back. He knows it.
I want to thank you and Matt and Mercedes. I want to thank the two of you and all of the supporters that I have. I see them. They're all over the place. You are really great people. I want to thank you. And I want to say to you, God bless you. And God bless the United States of America. Thank you, folks. Thank you.
Now, again, Hillary never once got used, even took American flags down during their convention. But because they lost, she's now saying God bless, too. So when the devil thought he had you beat, he took his mask off. Now that he knows you're awake, he puts a little Jesus mask back on. The difference is, judge Trump by his fruits. Small businesses exploding, stock market exploding. Everything happening. Yeah. Let's cue it back up and just play the part when Hillary says, God bless you. I'm going to come back and play Melania and other clips. And what's more important was his inaugural, where he called in the birthright, the destiny, and asked God back in. That was key. Because if you reject God, God didn't like the devil or the spirit of oppression. Whether you call it energy, wavelengths, whatever. I don't want to get new agey with people. This is real, though. In every culture, they know you call on dark, evil forces, it comes, but it's destructive, and it's bad for you as well. You call on God, and you mean it with a good heart, God will deliver. Let's go out with Hillary. Here she is.
Every step of the way. God bless you, and God bless America.
Never heard that from her in decades. You hear it now because she must now be the counterfeit Christ. We'll be back.
KLN, Los Angeles. Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
My gut's never wrong, and my gut told me Donald Trump's for real. Not perfect, but He's not out to get us. He understands Americana. He understands the globalist. He really is the David versus Goliath. You see him as a billionaire. He's up against globalists in trillions. But I couldn't believe my gut was right for the first year I was supporting him, but I just had to go with my gut. When I was younger, I wouldn't go with my gut. And as I get older, it's just gut. I still intellectually analyze everything, but I guess wisdom is learning to go with your gut. And I was during the break watching clips of a CPAC speech that we aired during the breaks for TV viewers. And I was just like back there with Darren McBreen and Josh Owens that are so driven without me even asking. They're up here working 7 days a week, even though they both got, you know, wives and girlfriends. And it's just because as a real man, normal men would be watching a football game, which is simulated war on Sunday night, because men are supposed to be in business and life and involved in councils of the village, you know, because there's always some other village that wants to raid you. And men are supposed to be tracking things and learning, and should we move out of this area or should we build a fortress? That's what men do. If men don't do that, they're not even seen as manly. But you, real men don't have to be told to do it. That's what this is. And I'm up here saying I'm some real man. I'm just telling you, I'm not one of these zombies that's going to roll over to a bunch of tyranny. And I see Trump, and I just said, you know, they're going to make fun of this, and I don't care. It's the truth. All I can say is the truth. I love Donald Trump. I love him. I love him. I realize that watching him back there, I just love him. I mean, all I do is study how the economy really works and interview top economists, as you know, Nobel, you know, Prize winners in economics. We've interviewed like five of them. All I do is study stuff and the globalist own writings, and everything they were doing was admittedly to hurt Western industrialized nations, not to help third world, but to exploit us and exploit them. And they brag about it. That's their undoing, is they're so uncool, they've talked about it ad nauseum. How they're tax exempt, $100 trillion every decade they want in carbon taxes. And just to see Trump, who's not out to get us, is incredible. He's so confident that he wants you to succeed as well. And that's how I've always been my whole life. And there's not a lot of men in positions of power that are like that, because most men are almost humble because they're strong. And so they don't go out and become dominant because it seems that there's a governor. When you're like super aggressive and have all the attack genes and all the programming and all the genetic background to go out and do that, there's a governor and you don't do it. But see, little scumbags, they don't have that governor. They're out running around trying to dominate and control because that's their nature. And then we sit here like sleeping giants and let them run all over us. That has to come to a stop. It doesn't mean we won't make mistakes. We won't get in rages. We won't commit sins. But we don't want to. We want to be good. And I mean, I'm telling you, I have studied Trump. And he is right on everything but the surveillance state and everything but torture. And he's backed off on torture because he knows they do it out of hand. It's been going on forever. He thinks, well, we're good. We'll only torture the bad guys. But he's been convinced by Mattis it's not good. He's backed off that. He understands more and more now that, no, the NSA is being used to spy on you, sir. So now he's got a few areas because he's not been very computer technical. He has like idiot, savant, regular people skills and knows how to read people and knows how to have incredible mega level charisma in person. And I just want people to realize that that's why every evil force out there hates Trump, because he's good. He is good. He's not one of these fake Christian Pharisees that tells you how good they are all day, or tells you you shouldn't have, you know, stubbed your toe and said the, you know, GD or whatever. God judges the heart, okay? I admit I do a lot of bad things and I repent for it. I'm weak in the flesh. I constantly do stuff that's bad, but I'm trying not to is the difference. And I love God and I want justice. I'm not a coward. And God hates cowards and people that hurt innocents and that abuse those that are weaker than them more than anybody if you read the scriptures. So all you fakes want to get close to God, stop being cowards. Be like Donald Trump. Be like Matt Drudge. Be like people that get attacked and demonized and make it through it and get stronger on the other side. Don't be like all these little commentators and scumbags that hedge their bets when we are literally approaching the Guder Dommerung if things go south. And that's the battle of the gods. That's the twilight of the age. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a critical juncture, the most critical juncture our species has ever seen. And that witch raises her head on the day that she publicly supports witchcraft and Satanism and black magic. They were in the news saying, hope Trump dies, voodoo dolls. Have you seen what happened to Haiti? What happened in New Orleans? Voodoo and devil worship. Isn't it funny they have devil worship in Africa, even before they ever heard from Christians? And China had devil worship, and the Aztecs had devil worship. Because it's real, folks. It's an archetype, either way you cut it. It's a spirit. And any time a culture starts invoking Satan, every time it happens, there are mass wars, casualties, and death. And only corrupt, twisted, weak societies ever call on Satan. Any strong society always calls on the Great Spirit, as some Native Americans called it. And we're talking about the same thing, in my view. We're talking about God, that created the heavens and the earth and everything else, and the four seasons, and men and women, and this whole planet to test us out. So I want to play a few more clips here. We'll take calls in the second hour, play a lot of other important special reports. But you see the open enemy, Satanism, saying you don't hand out Christmas cards at school, but we can have a Satanism club or whatever. You understand? They're saying that to bully. You have a First Amendment right to have a Christmas tree or lights. And again, that's Germanic. And by the way, I don't want to say everybody that has Germanic roots who were never even touched by the message of Christ that you're satanic. There's the light and there's the dark. And then Christ is a greater fulfillment of that and pulling humanity out of sin now that we could be delivered in a more sure, direct, pure way. But just because, see, they lie and they say, oh, any other culture, any other religion, oh, you're going to hell if you don't follow this. That's another globalist system to make sure people are insulted by that and then basically never actually discover Christ. But if you go back to all the archetypes of, say, the Germans or other cultures, it's all the same archetypes, the same players, the evil one and the big good God that created it all, that gave you life and wants you to produce and be successful and fulfilled and transcend. And then the evil God that's not a God, that wants to be God, that wants to pull down humanity because it's God's creation. It's the same in every culture. Humans know this. And it is a psychological, spiritual virus that has been injected into our species to destroy us. So let's go out to break again with Hillary. Invoking God would never do this in her decades of politics. But wouldn't do it during her DNC, but doing it now because she's scared that Trump is bringing God back in and Jesus Christ back in and the birthright back in and unifying us in that love. That is so now they're having to try to reorganize their people and saying God bless, because she knows a good portion of Democrats are actually Christians and are understanding what Trump's doing and will actually repent and join Trump and our movement to fight this satanic system. And so that's why Hillary's now invoking God bless America, because she knows she wants to destroy America. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I said if Trump delivered on 30-40% of what he said he would do and actually tried to get it through, he'd be greater than Ronald Reagan ever was. He's already greater than Ronald Reagan ever was. Ronald Reagan meant well. He was an anti-globalist early on. They shot him. They kind of controlled him. George Herbert Walker Bush came in and derailed America, and we know the rest of the next 30-plus years. But if you actually study what Trump's doing and how the economy is exploding while the big central banks try to block the economy growing, it's very, very frustrating, and it makes me very, very angry to see these masses of people protesting Trump and saying kill him when they're some of the most disenfranchised people under globalism. But it's this whole fake liberal pop culture thing where they've got everybody distracted on little football-side social issues that are never rectified, while economically you're being gang-raped. It's amazing. I want to play some of these clips, and then I want to get into Glenn Beck. And by the way, every time I talk about Glenn Beck, we can see on the computer feed where streams go down. Glenn Beck is so hated by my audience and libertarians and patriots and even liberals that no one will watch videos we post from the live show where I expose him. But it's important to understand what he represents, again, archetypally. So that's coming up, where he says nationalism is scary and not conservative. Now, America is all about nationalism, all about not having foreign entanglements, and all about America first. Any country is. Unless you're like a slave plantation or some colonial barony of some viceroy, like India was under the British for hundreds of years. I mean, imagine, we need to have jobs for Americans and do better trade deals. This is incredible. This is scary, CNN, Anderson Cooper. And it's the same message. It's like saying mother's milk is poison. And they sit there with these pseudo-intellectual glasses and little sweaters to look, you know, non-threatening. These are get-ups. This is all an act. And we know it's an act because I'm going to give you the big secret. Beck thought, you know, remind me to do it. I'm going to give it in a minute. Let me get back to God. God wants you to be prosperous and successful as long as it's not done on somebody else's back. And this country did have a great providence, and that's what Americana is, and that's being reinvoked and called back into the world right now. As I tweeted before his speech, I said he's going to call on the birthright and bring God back in. I knew, and I told people around me. I started crying as I was walking in. They're like, are you going crazy? Roger Stone's like, what's okay, yeah, how do you know he's going to give that speech? And I said, watch. Had the New York Times run up after and say, how'd you know that? Did you talk to him? And I said, no. I knew. Because my gut, my spirit already knows what Trump's going to do. And now it's crazy. I'll forget to say, hey, Trump, you ought to do this, which it isn't him getting it from me, but I'll forget. And then he still does it because it's what's common sense. Don't go to the correspondence dinner that's all about the president if they're going to attack you. You're not welcome at some party. Don't go. That's normal common sense. The mainstream media always hogs and has most of the spaces, and all this new media bigger than them can't come in. We'll rotate it, and sorry, you know, there wasn't room for you today. You'll get in next week. Then they go lie and say he kicked him out. It's just, he just does common sense. This isn't rocket science, people. If China's got huge tariffs against us, we have none against them until they renegotiate, do something. If illegals fly in without visas or you catch somebody here, only in the first 2 weeks they're here illegally or if they're a felon, is he kicking them out? And the media says, oh, everybody's scared. Women and children are running. And if you actually read what ICE is doing, it's not what they're doing. But it's just crazy. Mexico, again, I know people that have tried to stay in Cancun an extra week, and they call the hotel and say, Mr. Johnson or Mr. Sanchez or whatever it is was supposed to fly out on Sunday. It's Friday. Let us call his room. And that it's in the news. They call your room and say, what in the hell are you doing? Come down here right now. If you lose the piece of paper, it's happened to people I know. When you're leaving, they will call you in. Sometimes they'll arrest you, interrogate you, because it's called a country. You have to do that. But here, just people fly in, just skip everything. And they were ordered to do this by Obama. I mean, this is crazy. And they lie about Trump again. They lie, they lie, they lie. But getting back to the Christian issue, you have Hillary now saying, God bless America, and Trump saying it because she knows. They tried to get God completely out, but their own constituents want God. They're hungry, so they're scared. They're saying, this is really getting traction with Democrats. Trump's like at 65 in Gallup and Rasmussen, folks. We know how the actuaries work. Internal polls have been done. They have big databases. You can even subscribe to Bloomberg and others that have access to these big databases. Why Bloomberg's made, you know, $40-something billion the last 20 years. They all know the real numbers. They knew Trump was winning by 15, 20-point margins, like I told you. But they told you he was going to lose by 10 points. But see, he didn't. Even though they stole a bunch of states, his victory was so big they couldn't. That's why all the bots and all the computer algorithms, remember those headlines? Said, actually, all our algorithms show Trump's way ahead like 15, 20 points. Oh, well, don't listen to those. Our polls show he's 10 points behind or 20 points behind. CNN had him 40 points behind. Who believes that? But again, it's this perception of Trump's not popular. The economy's not doing well, except small businesses, the best since 1984. They're trying to suppress that. And then Glenn Beck comes out and says, there's something that scares me. they're talking about nationalism. That's not conservative. It's not conservative to have a country? It's not conservative to try to do good trade deals? What the hell are you talking about? But again, he's lost it with his viewers and listenership. He's gone. He's a joke. He's a facade. But I just mentioned him to show what scum of the earth is. But let's go back to Hillary. Here she is saying, God bless America.
God bless you and God bless America.
Man, I'm surprised you didn't have smoke coming out of her ears for that. Okay, now let's go ahead now and play this clip. President Donald Trump inauguration. We will be protected by God. Here it is.
There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
Yes. Shields up. Boom. They're always like, get rid of God. Don't believe in God. But behind the scenes, they're bringing those babies. And I mean, they're all about their will to dominate people because they're so weak. If they had a big will, they would want to will people to be successful. Now, let me get to Glenn Beck. I said this during the campaign. I knew this from our sources, but also knew it from announcements and laws. And Hillary saying, we're going to shut down the alt-right, Alex Jones. We're going to sue him. We're going to have a Justice Department lawsuit to shut him up on the WikiLeaks and on a bunch of other issues. I mean, I had this from high-level sources. But then Trump won, and so they're still going ahead with the censorship, the censorship on YouTube, Google, Facebook, Twitter, shutting everybody down, kicking them off, not letting them advertise, not letting them have advertisers. Millie did a video on her own channel, has millions of views, on the channel where she talked to one of our reporters, where she said, oh, look, we're being censored. Alex Jones has kicked off Google's ad roll that they control, and they blocked her channel and blocked that video and wouldn't let her monetize it. Saying this is political, it's not acceptable. Oh, but everything else political that's anti-America, anti-Trump, it is acceptable. She did a video on it, InfoWars censored, Nellie Weaver, on YouTube. So it's everywhere. They're trying to shut us down, they're trying to block us because they know we're winning, and he knew that was coming. Glenn Beck really believed they were going to win. He'd be the lone conservative left on air, basically, who would be a phony conservative and admit we're wrong and basically be loyal opposition. A Judas Iscariot. So now he's still stuck in that position on there doing the old plan. Just like all the other old plans they had, as if Hillary got in or just moving forward. TV shows where it's a woman president and an Alex Jones character's against him. All of it. That's why they're in such disarray, because they believe they were invincible. You're not, scumbags. Let's play the clip of Beck.
What is frightening to me is the lack of reaction from the crowd at CPAC. He dropped economic nationalism two or three times.
Oh, my gosh. A country is nationalistic?
Nationalism a lot. I don't know what Steve Bannon's plan is after he would burn down the system.
While the globalists try to plunge the economy.
Repeatedly.
But Trump props it back up.
The system down to the ground. That's not good. No conservative would be for that. We are for conserving the Constitution of the United States of America. He has carried through on some of the promises that I didn't think he would.
All right, let's stop right there. So nationalism is frightening. Having fair trade deals is frightening. What are we going to do if they burn it down? They're threatening Brexit. The EU is to plunge England if they don't submit to an unelected group taking him over. Same thing in Italy. Same thing in Spain. Same thing in Brazil. They're telling us that we've just got to accept all this too and just be dictated to by some secret TPP. But that's okay, because it's bad Trump pulled out. That's what's dangerous, is our president pulled us out of a secret agreement that turns over our sovereignty. We'll be back with the second hour. Stay with us. Spread the word.
The globalists' great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
I see you again!
To the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I want to talk to first-time callers tonight about, what do you think of Trump? What do you think of the open witchcraft on the news saying, you know, do black magic to try to kill Trump? Didn't work, did it? He's alive. Look at Haiti, poor people. Satanists can only bully Satanists. And most Satanists are trying to get out of the system. I'm going to take your phone calls for first-time callers. Please have a clear phone. I don't care where you're calling from. Just let us know and we'll go to you. Love hearing from you. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And Daria and others just pointed out, I just did a whole hour of radio. And, you know, the big secret in talk radio is you really don't fund your show with the network ads and the few ads you've got. People really don't listen to those. They listen to what you say live on air. Well, let me just take this time to thank everybody. Because Google's front company, in my view, that's what they are. It's the one company they let you do advertising with. Google used to do advertising. They got sued a lot, so they have this little subsidiary thing. It said, you know what? You've been with us almost 3 years. You can't advertise with Google anymore, even though we basically control the internet and we're founded by the U.S. government. We're going to come in and block you from access to the market. It's like saying black people can't, you know, stay in this hotel or go get food at this restaurant, you know, pre-1960s. It's the same deal. But it's okay because I'm a conservative or libertarian or Christian. I mean, I guess that's all right. No, it's not all right. But do I just move on with other technologies and move around that, or do I sue them? Look, you know, the big question is, can we have a huge discount on products where in some cases our normal markup's 100% on nutraceuticals? It's like 500 to 700% for other folks. And we lower stuff with discounts so the markup's 50% or 20%. We brought in close to $2 million gross the last week. Thank you. The money that came in to actually fund us is like $700,000. That sounds like a lot. You get 50, 60, 70 employees, contractors, servers, insurance, lawyers, the whole Kit Kat and Caboodle licensing. That would run us for a couple months, maybe 2 months. So this is a big media operation. People want somebody to fight the New World Order. People want us to expose the pedophile rings, the globalists. People want somebody to get in the arena. We got to have the armor. We got to have the sword. We got to have the training. And I'm not bitching. I mean, you know, whatever. Sometimes I think if they completely shut us down and smash us, at least I can just kind of, you know, retire like Obi-Wan Kenobi to the desert somewhere. But I just really don't want that to happen. And we're having huge victories is why they're hitting us so hard. And there's been some other things going on that could be just as big and just as bad. But I don't say that to bitch. I mean, we're over the target. That's why we're getting the flak. You know, when you're in a bomber dropping truth bombs, there's guns down there trying to get you. So that's what we're doing. We're running really great specials. If you haven't had X2, the good halogen, if you haven't taken the bone broth, turmeric, caveman formula, if you haven't taken super male, super female, you don't know what you're doing. Take the nootropic, the brain booster, brain force. This is now, the stuff goes back and forth in pole position, the best seller we've got. And it's got 2,649 reviews from third-party sites. You can link through and look at it. No need to plug this. Just take it. You'll find out. You can get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Sign up every 15 days, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days. Whatever you want, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And at the price it is, $22.46, that's a $17 savings. This is normally less expensive than some of the top nootropics out there that aren't even as good. This has got some things in it that are already prescription in Europe. It's amazing. It supports the broadcast, 888-253-3139. But I want to thank all of you that have been supporting us. I want to set up a DC bureau. I want to be able to have the funds to defend against attacks, against lawsuits, against things like that. Because I know we've been honorable. We focus on the truth. We've been good. I'm not settling jack crap with anybody. So just know that. It's going to be a long, hard road either way, and I love it. Because, you're walking on the fighting side of me. All right, we'll be back with your phone calls and more. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones. We've got a ton of clips and articles I haven't gotten to. Please stay with us and spread the URL, Infowars.com, because they admit it, they're trying to shut it down.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Show us your habits, your facts, your fears. Give us your address, your shoe size, your ears, your digits, your plans, your number, your eyes, your schedule, your desktop, your details, your life. Show us your children, your photos.
As I sit here, so honored, so humbled, so blessed to be with you. on this Sunday, global transmission. Things are so incredible. So things are so fantastical. So dizzying, so filled with wonder that I have trouble even believing it. You have Trump invoking God and unity and birthright and destiny and advanced technology and life extension and all these secrets that have already been discovered in many cases. You look how far humans have come since fire and the wheel and stone implements and right through to now. We have already jumped to 100,000 times the technological prowess of just 100 years ago. And now the acceleration is exponential. And the so-called elites, the inbred generational families, are just totally freaked out, wanting to suppress all this and putting out promo videos for kids all over the world where it shows humans as a disease killing the Earth and then spreading like a virus to space. I mean, if these aren't aliens manipulating our government trying to destroy us, they might as well be, and I'm not saying they literally are. It's just this is an anti-human kill, steal, and destroy program, and it's what the globalists are pushing. It's what the leftists are pushing. You know, it's what Obama and Hitler are pushing. It's what all these central globalists are pushing. And it's an amazing time to be alive. I want to go to Carlos and Ryan and Dan and A-Braces and Connie and others. We're opening the phones up for first-time callers tonight to talk about what do you make of mainstream news saying, have witchcraft, you know, Friday and Saturday night against Trump, movie stars, Hollywood stars, let's hope he dies. And then town hall meetings saying, hail Lucifer when Christians pray, you know, at the start of a event, or people saying, hail Satan at the Texas Capitol at a pro-life event, just you're showing up. I mean, these people are out of control. And then Trump saying, I'm not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner because the president makes the event. You say you hate me, you're the enemy press, you're collapsing, you have no viewers. If I show up, you'll have all the viewers. Why should I give you the fire of the viewers, the Promethean fire? And by the way, there's over 100 MSM groups that are always at the front of the list, excluding in the room size all these other radio stations, TV networks, and other groups. A lot of them are even mainstream, not just, quote, alternative or patriot. We're going to just take 4 or 5 big MSM groups off the list today, and you'll get back on next week. We're going to let these folks in. They can't ever get in. And CNN says, we always get in. We're entitled. We're CNN. Does it matter? We have a shadow of ourselves and our top show has 1 million viewers and our lowest show's 50,000 at midnight or so. Does it matter? Because Glenn Beck's back on CNN saying it's very frightening that Bannon spoke repeatedly about nationalism and better trade deals. Why, countries don't do that. That's not conservative. No reason for him to go sit and pretend. Trump says to the Washington Post. And pretend that with the fake media. That's right. They're pretenders to the birthright of America. They're frauds. They pretend they're powerful. They pretend they're in charge. And then we're sitting here just to believe the illusion. The illusion of MSM is falling. It's dying right now. I want to start taking your phone calls, and we'll do that after the break. But I've got a bunch of clips I want to get to as well. You've got to play this again because Trump slams fake news at CPAC. But if you watch Colbert attacking me and Trump in the same piece 3 days ago, or you watch who is a fake guy doing a fake newscast, like he's a fake news presenter, saying we're fake. They said Trump wants to ban the media. Trump says the media is fake. No, he said you posing as a journalist is fake and CNN lying is fake. And then you go and say, no, he said the media is fake. And Trump comes out and exposes that, and they still keep doing it. He says when CNN lies, and lies about our crowd size, or lies about what I said, they're fake news. They come out and say, Trump says all media is the enemy. No, he said fake news is the enemy. And they just can't help it because they have this culture as scumbags of preying on their viewers. So here it is. Trump slams fake news media. Here it is.
I want you all to know that we are fighting the fake news. It's fake. A few days ago, I called the fake news the enemy of the people, and they are. They are the enemy of the people. Because they have no sources. They just make them up when there are none. You know, the dishonest media, they'll say he didn't get a standing ovation. You know why? No, you know why? Because everybody stood and nobody sat. So they will say he never got a standing ovation. Right? So where they are. They are the worst. Trump did not get a standing ovation. They leave out the part, they never sat down. They leave that out. They're very dishonest people. In fact, in covering my comments, the dishonest media did not explain that I called the fake news the enemy of the people, the fake news. They dropped off the word fake. And all of a sudden, the story became the media is the enemy. They take the word fake out. And now I'm saying, oh, no, this is no good. But that's the way they are. So I'm not against the media. I'm not against the press. I don't mind bad stories if I deserve them. And I tell you, I love good stories, but we won't. I don't get too many of them. But I am only against the fake news, media, or press. Fake. Fake. They have to leave that word.
By the way, I've watched probably 1,000 of his speeches or more in the last 2 years, and I was just coughing a little bit. I'm a regular guy. He doesn't ever cough. He doesn't ever stumble. It's like a machine. And what comes out of the end of the machine is prosperity and freedom and family and love of God. And religious freedom. You can go worship the devil all day long. Just don't grab kids out of backyards or anything. That's why they hate him. Because we've been hijacked by a bunch of scum. And we now realize that CNN, MSNBC, all of it. Fox, except for a few shows, is attacking Trump. They all need him and they all need us. And they sit there and they play those games. Megyn Kelly, I'm talking about Hillary funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda to kill hundreds of thousands of people in Syria, tens of thousands of children raped and killed, and she's personally responsible. They cut that together and say that I say it's pizza place in D.C. when it's not. And the media tells me, give us a retraction that Hillary's personally murdering kids in the bottom of some pizza place. And I say, I never said that. Megyn Kelly played that clip out of context, lying to people. I covered the news articles about what was being claimed at the pizza place. But see, I'm the big target, just like Trump is, because I'm actually talking. People keep saying, why does Alex make the same hand gestures as Trump? You go back 20 years, this is the hand gesture I make. Nobody makes that but me and Trump. I don't know what's going on. I'm starting to get freaked out. Nobody, I mean, a lot of people do this. It just means you can bet it's done. I was a little kid. They had like Jell-O ads. They went, eh, it's good. That means, hey, it's like Italian restaurant. 100 years ago, mwah, it's delicious. Mwah, mwah, it means good. It's not some Illuminati symbol. But this, see anybody that me and Trump do that? I don't know. Why have I been doing that for 21 years? It just seems like I just do it. And I'm starting to realize everybody's kind of starting to notice these similarities. And I kind of ignored it. But then I started to really pay attention to a bunch of stuff, and it's weird. It's weird. The liberals are the ones that actually noticed it. It's crazy. It's like you got this New York patriot, info warrior, who's been awake to this since he was 30 years old. You got me down here. I've been awake about 25 years. It's just crazy. Enough about that. I'm going to come back and take your phone calls. Got a bunch of other clips we're going to get to. But remember, they're trying to censor us. They're trying to shut us down. Support our local affiliates. Spread the word. Support their sponsors. Become a sponsor of that station. And support us with great products. And spread the link, InfoWars.com.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm
a theme emerging on the calls. We've got like 12 callers on the board. That's the limit of the calls we can see. One time we had 24,000 calls in just 3 hours. Other talk show hosts have begged for phone calls with 20 plus thousand calls. I'm not bragging. It just shows you. Again, they're all about how they're the MSN. They have the audience. CNN hardly ever takes calls. When they do, they have to beg for them. Because at 5 o'clock, they take our republic to the gallows pole.
The sands of time.
Yeah, they want to kill this republic. It won't go so easily, quietly into the night. If they want to fight, they're going to get one. I never won a fight I started. I only started a couple. I won every fight somebody else started. Every time. And that's what it comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. They have initiated the fight. They're going to lose. All right. I want to go to your phone calls briefly. It's admitted, and we've all gotten so calm about it, that Facebook's blocking mild promotion of let's make America great again. Hey, it's great. Look, jobless. You know, numbers have gone down. And then you own a major sporting goods store. I know somebody that works and runs their marketing. And they get suspended for a day on Facebook. And their boss comes in and says, why does that happen? Well, we got suspended for, you know, political speech, they say. And then, of course, the upper-level management says, well, then don't do it again. Well, now even your sporting goods store doesn't, you know, have optimism for America. This is how this is working. And then most of these people are scared to speak out. I know for a fact that other big libertarian patriot sites are getting kicked off ad roll. They're getting censored. They're scared to speak out. They're hoping they can grovel back to it. It's this instinct to be raped. And so YouTube and Google, and of course it's part of Google is YouTube, they're all censoring right now. And the answer is don't give in to it. Speak out against it and say it's wrong. They'll let all the anti-American globalist crap be online, but you start talking about stuff, they'll delete your video, they'll demonetize it, they'll suspend you, you name it. The answer is make an issue out of it, speak out of it, talk about it, or then it becomes normalized, and then they start ratcheting it up. So we got a bunch of callers want to talk about what they're seeing happen. I mean, I remember seeing this years ago where you'd have Navy SEAL grip about Benghazi. Put together a meme about, you know, Hillary lied, they died, just images of the men's faces. Facebook would block that because it was viral. Now they're just blocking stuff and not letting you spread things. Or on Trump's Twitter, it's only negative comments that go to the top. They're controlling that and admitting they are. They said, hell, we might just ban him, the president, off Twitter. So if you support the president, they're trying to block you off these third-party sites. So raid these third-party sites with the truth. Get the info out there even harder, but build your own site again. Go back to those like Matt Drudge warned here in his only interview in 4 years, a year and a half ago or a year and 3 months ago. Create your own system. Build your. We have our own streams, our own podcast, our own audio, our own, you name it, at Infowars.com/show. We can still contact you via email with key videos and articles and discounts for the shopping cart, you name it, InfoWarsStore.com. But go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up for that so we can stay in contact with you. We have the last chance for the defense of liberty and free speech, Make America Great Again, mega specials that end tomorrow. Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 33% off. Super Male Vitality, 25% off. Brain Force, 25% off. Survival Shield X2, 25% off. Caveman, 33% off. Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan, one-of-a-kind lithographs, numbered $19.95 in a store. They'd be, you know, hundreds or if not thousands framed. Free Alexa Pure Water Filter with 3 months supply of high-quality My Patriot InfoWars Select Storable Food. Get great products and help fund the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Help defend InfoWars and help us bring in more capital to fund this news operation under the censorship with these Make America Great Again specials at InfoWarsStore.com before we pull down the specials. We've got a limited edition Donald Trump M4 lower that's 80% complete, that's about to sell out, that's got a laser scan, a laser burn of Trump. It says 1776 reborn. President of the United States, 45, Donald J. Trump. And it's numbered. All right. Let me go ahead and start with your phone calls now. I've got other news and other clips I'm going to hit as well, some interesting scientific developments. But here's what I'm saying. People want us to fight. They want us to take action. They want to see people defeat the New World Order, create a liberty narrative that counters them. You want to see us not just have a beachhead in Washington, but reverse it all. Trump knows he will win by delivering prosperity and restoring the republic. He's all in. There's no way he's fake. attacking those that are anti-free speech, attacking political correctness, promoting Americana, exposing globalism, exposing one-time and one-sided trade deals is coffin nails to their agenda. That's why they hate him. It's why Goldman Sachs gave 100% of their money to Hillary, not to Trump. Is he trying to recruit people from Goldman Sachs to join him in this quest? Absolutely. It's like trying to get the German general staff in World War II to be secret agents for America. Of course. But the globalists hate Trump, the great indicator. Then you look at what he's doing, the small business numbers. It's all coming in the best since 1984. And they howl and say, shut it down. And if you try to promote the fact that even Bloomberg and CNN admit that Trump's doing great with small businesses and the general public, they try to shut it down. All right, who do we go to first here? So many calls. We got Shane in Ohio wants to talk about Facebook censorship. A lot of this is coming in. So let's talk about this because they don't want to announce this. Notice I announced on Monday that one of the biggest advertising hubs that Google makes you use to be on Google advertising. This isn't me selling you stuff. This is me trying to go out and sell stuff to make money to bring it back to fund the operation. Big part of why we even have money this year to operate. Now, this is a huge blow. If we don't fix it and, you know, have surgery, we'll bleed out. This'll really show that we're weak. They'll attack us more. We'll go down. We must beat this and get bigger. Not because I want to be bigger, believe me, but because that's how it works. You don't stay in stasis. You get smaller or bigger. And I have responsibility because if we get small, then they're really going to come in. We've got to hyper expand here. I realize that. I know it historically. I'm doing it. So, again, I'm going to come back and take your calls, actually. We'll do two segments with them. But, no, I mean, I'll go to one right now. How long do I have? A minute and a half? Only got like a minute 20. I know I'm going to come back to Shane and others that are being censored. But it's everywhere. Everybody's talking about it. You can even email an American flag on the 4th of July and they'll block you. Just like the Ninth Circuit ruled 2 years ago that American flags are banned in public schools in California because they're hurtful. Whiteboards all over colleges nationwide because someone might write something offensive are being banned. Detroit News, AP. And they're saying this is good. Again, that's like saying you can never write a book because you might write something hateful. You can't have whiteboards. This is real authoritarianism. It's not coming down the road. It was so bad. If they were going to win, if they were going to get this in, they were going to physically come after us, and that was so crazy. I'll give you a big secret. A lot of the mercenaries inside the CIA and FBI and NSA and Defense Intelligence didn't block Hillary because they even cared about America and because they cared about God. They did it because they knew it would absolutely cause a civil war and was bad for business and their own selfish lives. But at least they weren't pure evil, so committed like kamikazes, they were willing to bring it all down just to take over. But that's the big secret, is the globalists were planning to bring it all down this year if Hillary got in, and a bunch of evil people blocked it. Communist-style censorship. A Chinese-style communist. Wow. Who would have thought it?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, we'll do some report that I won't even think will be big, and it'll get 25 million views, 30 million views, some of them. A lot of videos every week get over 1 million views, 2 million views, 4 million views, just on Facebook and Google, YouTube, other areas. But then when the Communist Chinese are in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, PC World, you name it, this year, saying we're going to help the U.S. government censor the Liberty Movement and block Trump, like the U.S. government now, Trump isn't in charge of it, and they just ignore him and move forward. So thank God he's not going to a correspondence dinner or kicking out the CNN that has been caught getting money from all the Arab states and the Communist Chinese. And there's news today where Hollywood is openly being bought up by the Chinese. I told people that 10 years ago, and you said, oh, the Chinese own it. And all the anti-Semites are like covering up for the Jews. Well, let's just say the Jewish people, a lot of them that own Hollywood, a lot of other folks as well, a lot of Italians in Hollywood owning it, a lot of other folks as well, you know, from James Cameron to you name it, they're selling out of the Chinese. And I told you that. Just Google Alex Jones, China buying up Hollywood 10 years ago. But see, that's what I'm about, is trailblazing. That's an authoritarian state that's enslaved its people, selling out, and it's in the news. Oh, man, is China validated about cracking down on fake news? Thank God. Help us crack down on these Americans. Everyone should just instantly be done with PC World or anybody else that is like writing articles going, man, this Hitler in 1943, he really knows how to deal with people that cause problems. We ought to implement what he wants. But they think you're so stupid, they just act like that. But there's a large portion of folks that aren't that dumb. All right, I want to go to your phone calls talking about censorship and more. I'm going to try to move quick here, so just make your point. I'll move to the next person. Shane in Ohio, you're calling in about Facebook. And again, we just got censored off Google Ads, but just, you'd think everything I talk about is in the news, but not that. They want to have a stealth program of censorship until I file a lawsuit. Go ahead.
Yeah, they've taken me and 13 that I know of my friends, and they're banning us. I'm banned right now for 30 days. That's no liking no videos, no sharing no videos, no messaging. Nobody.
Like, they just use your data and your name, whatever you ever said to them, they say they own it. So send us post the message. Post it on YouTube. Use another platform to expose what they did. That's how we kind of jump across the lava here on the rocks, or like across the stream. You have to then expose it in another venue. They think you're dumb and will only sit there and wait. And then you do it again, they ban you. So they're trying to teach you to be a good slave. Tell us what happened.
You're right. I got banned a while ago during the election. This is like the fourth ban, and now it's a 30-day ban. It goes from like 3 days to 7 days, or whatever, you know what I mean? And now it's a 30-day ban.
Did you screenshot what the great evil was that you engaged in?
My first great evil was I said CNN equals Sandy Hook. That was it. Fake news. It's fake. And that was it. That was it.
They don't want you to question their narratives, if they would ever stage something, even though they've been caught doing it. I think a lot of Sandy Hook did happen, but we have a right to question as Americans regardless. All right, well, I hear you, and I'm expose it. When something happens, talk about it, which you've just done. Let's talk another call about what's happening, Facebook censorship in Colorado. Eric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
You know, you're right about censorship. It's not just happening on Twitter. It's happening on... If Donald Trump posts something on his Facebook site, it's just flooded with negative comments.
Oh, yeah. They admit they've gauged it to not let any positive in where he can see it to make him feel like he doesn't have support. But Trump knows it's all being manipulated. He understands it. That's why he's saying, fine, I'm done with all of you. And he's moving away to launch his own systems.
Yeah, I'm using different platforms now, and I'm trying to get everybody to leave Facebook. I'm saying,
well, what you do is you raid Facebook. And then you point them at your operation. You set up your own website, which then points at other areas and other sites that are Patriot. And then you just let people know it's there for the exodus. You don't just leave. You take people. Like Moses didn't just leave. He took everybody with him. See what I mean?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. Because I have a radio show, too, that we do on Sunday nights. And we have a page on Facebook that we use to promote the show. And it was hard for me to think, how am I going to get out of Facebook to promote the show? And we found another place today, where we could actually do a website off of Facebook so we can bypass Facebook altogether.
That's it. But don't just do that. What did I say? Create your own site, but go in and create new ones on Facebook to take everybody away.
Yes.
I appreciate your call.
Sure.
Again, that's key. I've been through this, folks. I started out 21 years ago on Access TV when they would do everything to shut me up. I mean, and I've been through the process. I've been fired repeatedly. Believe me. Use their platforms, have your own, like Drudge does. He has, a Twitter and some other stuff, but it's all about his site. We have to do the same thing here. And that means support the big motherships out there, like what Trump's doing, what Drudge is doing, what I'm doing. Support those, because we're the big capital ships that their big guns are shooting at. And believe me, if they can blow us up, they're going to have some victories. But good luck, because we only get stronger as they attack us. It's like banning the Sex Pistols, in England only made them superstars. And we're not just acting cool like a bunch of teenagers. We're doing real stuff here. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Catherine in Canada. Catherine, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, I watched Mike Pence's speech in Munich to the countries in NATO, and he actually put the countries in NATO on like a reality check.
Sure. No, exactly. The media said, oh, he disagrees with Trump. He loves NATO. NATO's perfect. He wants to attack Russia. He said, we'll stand up to Russia if they do something wrong. But NATO, you're going to have to pay, and you're not going to be able to sit here and just back up the EU and have a bunch of refugees pour in. He actually delivered what Trump said to deliver, but the media misrepresented what he said. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to say. He gave the countries, there's only about four countries in all of NATO that actually pay their share, Canada and U.S. being one of them. I think Great Britain's the other. He gave them all to the end of the year to figure out a plan in their government to start paying. And I'm just wondering.
And then we're anti-NATO because the U.S. doesn't want to pay 30%. Last time I looked, U.K. like 10%. Exactly. Canada like 6%. Why should we pay almost all of it like the United Nations? Why?
Yeah, I want to know, what do you think their plan is to do to make the countries pay if they don't? I'm just wondering what your take is.
Well, here's the deal. We could use the U.N. as a force for good if America that's founded it and funded it took control of it. I'm not somebody that just says, you know, don't use these things. We should. They're there. They're institutions. Reform them. It's like somebody's house that's bad. You move in, you buy it, you make it better. We can perform an exorcism, I guess. I'm being sarcastic. But absolutely, we should just withdraw our funding and our military force from NATO. But they're not going to do that. But we never negotiate. All Trump's saying is the days of having America sell itself out to special interest while we impoverish the people are over. Plus, it kills the base that creates the wealth. A real elite would want a big, prosperous, you know, big, fat middle class.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a new alliance coming up with Japan, Canada, if Australia wants to get on board, Great Britain. I think there's going to be a different type of alliance.
Exactly, because nobody ever challenged Goldman Sachs and a few big banks that the Rockefellers set up with this big mega system at the end of World War II and the end of, you know, the whole program that was set up where we were the world reserve currency. They built their corporate anti-human power off us. Then they want to get rid of what gave them the power. No, what Trump's doing is a masterstroke.
Exactly, and I think that's why they're so worried about Russia, because they're going to be a big part, too, being anti-New World Order.
Well, Russia is, to quote Tony Montana, a great, big, giant country, three times the size of the U.S., with just amazing resources, ready to do great deals, empower their people, empower us. It's much better than China, who doesn't have any resources and is overburdened with too many people. Most of the demographic experts, the demographers and others agree, Russia is the big juicy. Africa is not the big juicy. China is not the big juicy. The big juicy Marilyn Monroe that you want to get in bed with is Russia. And the globalists just want to exploit it, keep it poor, and kind of rip it off and all this. No, let's just end all this crap and absolutely have this new system that'll be a lot better for everybody. But see, this is a pro-human system, so the globalists don't want it. The globalists want us weak. Trump wants us strong because he believes in humanity. He's not anti-human. More calls straight ahead. CJ was just making a good point.
This is our land.
Mainstream media saying they want to pray for Trump's death.
These are our people.
Rolling Stone says pray to Satan.
The workers, the strivers.
Imagine
the builders.
What they're praying against InfoWars right now. Doesn't matter. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So just pray for all our own salvation and protection. And pray for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. Why do you think
the answer to 19
Melania prayed that? You don't think they just announced these psychic and satanic attacks this week? They're already going on. Trump said, I didn't know she'd say that. I didn't know she'd do that. But she immediately went up there and prayed the Lord's Prayer. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I want to go back to these calls. Got a bunch of them. I'm going to move quick through them. But that's the theme here is the spiritual attack. We are dealing with a bunch of devil worshipers in their own admissions. Let's play Melania because I didn't get to this clip where she talks about the Lord's Prayer and recites it, and Trump had no idea it was about to happen. And then a week later, all over the news, they're saying, kill Trump, pray for his death, pray that he die and fall into ashes, engage in voodoo, Satanism, pray that, you know, demons come out of hell, the other dimension, to hurt Trump. Don't you get that if you believe in that and know history, you get sevenfold what happens to Trump. But they get a bunch of idiots that grew up watching Harry Potter to think this is a joke. You're like a psychic creature that has DNA that resonates with the universe. You start doing this, you destroy yourself. They're trying to get you, their followers, to open yourselves up to incredible evil. whether you love Trump or not, these are people asking you to basically be demon food if you believe in all this stuff. What happens to witches? Houses fall on them. Everybody knows that. We've all seen what happens. I'll get you and your little dog, too, because these things must be done delicately. Here is Melania.
Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Yea, that I'll walk through the shadow of the valley of death, or walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. By the way, I love how Trump, it says later, I didn't know she was going to do that. That's great. Trump, if he just believes in somebody, whether it's somebody in the crowd or his wife, he just says, come up. It's not scripted. He knows the magic is in what's real. So do I. Let's go ahead and talk to Connie in New York. Go ahead. Then we'll go to Johnny.
Great to talk to you.
Go ahead.
Great to talk to you, Alex. Sorry for the cold. First of all, I love your Brain Forest Knockout Bio Defense. I get a subscription, and I just love everything that you sell.
Thank you.
I want to say that I pray for Trump so hard. It's like a constant mantra. I've gone to...
And do you see how strong he's getting because of it?
Oh, I'm so grateful. And I know that other people are praying for him, too. And I think it's one of the most important ways that we can psychically
help. Well, let me just say, the times I've talked to Trump is that he talks about the spirit. He talks about God. He talks about helping Christians have free speech. He talks about, do you feel it, Alex? Do you feel God, the spirit coming back? I mean, that's what he talks about. Those are private discussions. I shouldn't say that. But folks need to know that Trump really is a Christian. He's just not going to be a hypocrite. But the Holy Spirit is on Trump. And so Trump feels it when you're praying for him. And that's why the enemy knows it. They know that he's really now just coming into the anointing.
Yep, I've had a mass card sent to him. I mean, I'm going to up it. I'm going to up the level of the ante. And I just, besides that, I just want to ask you, I get these things from you, but I'm willing to go to the next level and just pay, you know, to support you monthly. So if you can make that bigger, I think there are many more of us that will do it. Put it on each page.
Absolutely, because the attacks are substantive and they're increasing exponentially. I don't want to give it attention, but it's bad. We have donation page at Infowars.com/show. We should start up like a monthly deal, kind of like auto ship on the products. If people want to donate $1, $10, whatever for the mission, we're going to set that up and have these pledge drives to get the more reporters hired and also stand against the attacks. So God bless you. And I don't want to be selfish, but for my family, please, thank you for the prayers. You know, my grandmother, who prayed for me hours a day, is God. And she's not in this plane anymore, and I can feel her loss, her strength. So I need those prayers because out of all the prayers, my grandmother, who I was connected to, was so strong. Connection to me, she's gone. She died a few weeks ago. I need that. I need that. And so thank you for the prayers. But the children and the innocents that are being attacked, they need the prayers more than anybody. And so just thank you for your prayers as well. We should all pray for each other and pray for people that just want justice and who don't want death upon the planet. Doesn't mean we're up on big high horses or anything, but we're so meek that we never just pray for each other and pray for everybody to stand for what's right. Because you look at the enemy, they're wicked. They want a fallen world. They hate anybody that isn't like them because misery loves company. I apologize for breaking down. It's just these are the energy level on the planet is just escalating. And the enemy can feel it. It's why they're just absolutely in fear right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Seattle. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. First of all, I'd like to thank you for the making available the Survival Shield X2. It has literally changed my life.
Yeah, well, it's a good halogen. All the bad ones they dump in the water, so it fills up your thyroid. It's amazing. Thank you.
Well, it's more than just the water out here, brother. The radiation out here in the West Coast is unbelievable.
They don't know why it's higher than Chernobyl in Europe right now. They don't know what's going on. Radiation in the Northern Hemisphere is just going up and up.
Anyway, on the spiritual battle, I'd like to thank Trump for having the courage to bring out the evil that is going on, the pedophilia that has been going on for eons, and it needs to stop. It really does.
Yeah, it's the sucking of the life force of the child. Every ancient culture would sacrifice children, and then it just became child rape. And that's why the enemy's so upset with what we're doing. You know, Trump is moving forward. God bless you, and thank you for the support, sir. I'm very humbled by it. Let's talk to Ryan in Pittsburgh, then Carlos. Go ahead, Ryan. You're on the air.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Alex. Do not change. It's your passion that's keeping me listening. I've been listening to you for a year, first-time caller.
Thank you.
It's your passion and your enthusiasm is what's really the big key to what's going on here.
Thanks.
Everyone, if everyone had the same passion as you, we'd already be winning. Trust me.
Well, even Town Hall's reporting what I reported on a month ago. Why is MSM ignoring sex traffic bust all over the country by thousands of people with kids in dungeons, you name it? Because they're all basically Democrats. And they're trying to cover it up and focus on Milo, who got raped when he was a teenager, like he's the big bad guy. What do you make of that?
Well, they're not going to, even if we can't defeat him right now or in 2 years, 5 years, they're going to get what's coming to him in the end.
Absolutely. That's what we should all know is don't fear those that can kill, you know, the body. Fear God, because if you're not with God, your soul. And this is all real, folks. We're on a planet in deep space, man. The enemy wants to keep you, like, focused on TV and stupid stuff. Look around you. I mean, God said, look at the heavens, you know I'm real, and just tune into that and know we're going to defeat them. Carlos in Montreal, Canada, go ahead. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Thank you very much. We're with you and with President Trump. When facing a challenge, the natural reaction is for adrenaline to come out and give us focus. And I think it's important that looking from outside, the focus, in my opinion, should be to restore freedom to the American people. Freedom has been lost because every conversation, you have to watch your words because you don't know who's listening.
And we should ignore that, but I agree. Restore a beachhead here, spread it worldwide, not by force, but by culture.
Exactly. And if you look at, for instance, Ed Snowden's contribution, his contribution was to alert us to the fact that leaders abroad, Americans, were being listened to their conversations. Everything, apparently, over time we found out, is being recorded. So that means that a young person wanting to be president one day could find himself in future with some TV station.
Exactly. It's about blackmail in the future, releasing what somebody said when they were 20 at a frat party. Exactly. Absolutely. This is very important what you're saying.
So I hope that if President Trump, and I mean that in the sense of what you started your discussion with, if President Trump wants to unite Americans, he does so. He brings up God to unite us. Then they talk about the devil. He brings up priests and the religious people. Then they talk about the witches. If President Trump wants to unite Americans, please restore to Americans their privacy. Take the NSA.
I agree. If he does that and invites a bunch of the real leftists that have been against all this in and unifies the people, they'll fall. All right, great point. Well, I know the Trump folks are listening. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Sorry to all the other callers. Call me back tomorrow. Lord willing, we'll be here 11 a.m. Central. Infowars.com/show. They're trying to shut us down. Spread those links because we're an integral part. Thank you all and great job of the crew.